And of
You
course, it
know,
would only be Mr. Keshe's work in that particular AI open function or whatever they call it. This is what people are doing. Like you would set up all the work of Da Vinci, but the AI wouldn't go outside of that work to give an answer. It'd have to pull from the work. That's why it needs to be a large body of work. And I think Mr. Keshe has accomplished that as they let him teach for too long.
and start studying this.
Hi, everyone. The problem with harvesting data, that is the principal problem, because it is not limited to the publications, to the books, to the words. And so the teacher is, in fact, sharing knowledge, but at the same time, AI is gathering information from every possible website and articles written about on the subject, on the matter, where the name appears. So most of it has nothing to do with the teaching, and it has to do with the critics or other kind of information that usually follows a different path. And so, as we know, when criticism and articles against someone appear in the web, they are produced by agencies that expand this kind of knowledge. Let's say it is not a knowledge, criticism against someone. And so, considering the quantity of the data appearing and present, you would find out that the teaching is only 30%, and the negative consideration of this teaching is 70%. Now, if AI is going to mix up things and produce a generative algorithm that is using 70% of counterfeit fake information, then this is very bad. And it is a consequence of the algorithm and the intention of the creators, the programmers, because they are following, by using the money they are giving, the orders of someone that wants to control chatbots. So this is the, say, principal kind of problem we have. And then, whilst harvesting, this kind of machine is going to look for even acts which are private, let's say, procedures, legal, informations that usually they should not be, let's say, public. And so it's going to mix all this together and create distortions of reality. This is why they say, be careful, do not follow literally what chatbot is advising you to do. And Musk called for a 6 month, let's say, stop using chat GPT-4 because it was a serial liar, and so it was creating a mess, totally wrong, totally invented. So this is has nothing to do with producing a personal kind of space where you have all the right information. Let's say that we could create a limited one only with the personal files and the ones that we share, and without external interference. This is a possibility, but because the, you know, the algorithm has no conscience, is not able to, let's say, stop the information that has nothing to do with what the teacher is sharing, has shared. And so he's not able to detect the mistake, the error, or the different vector that has been introduced in the media. And there are plenty of people denouncing copyright infringement and even accusing AI of creating invented stories about them that are totally wrong. But someone may believe in them and then create his own point of view. And so this is messing up things. It is a chaotic way to solve a problem that has to do with the language generation algorithms that were used to write books and sell bestsellers without a writer. And so if you consider 500 words, concepts, and mix them together, it is a fiction. And this computer is able to produce a book of this kind. And they wrote plenty of them, they sold them. And you can do this with music, paintings, and we saw that there are various possibilities. Although they reached level 10, we are still working or playing with level 4. And this is, in fact, the advantage. They're just testing it. But it is a sort of trap. The moment this conscious, let's say, thinking is absent. Now, if the machine had the possibility to detect and find out the truth, it would certainly answer back in a different way. And they found out this when the machine overreacted and controlled devices that were used in a terrible way. So they stopped doing this. And that is the danger. Because there is no true conscience in the device, in the technology, in the software itself, in the hardware itself. So it should switch off by itself, but it is not going to. It's the same kind of concept used in torrents. If two machines are still working, they are in touch and the system, the software is running. So it doesn't need the presence of the central, let's say, CPU unit, but it is disseminated. And so it would continue. And controlling the net from one computer to the other, you wouldn't be able to switch it off. Never. Unless you switch off all the machines, and you never know that. Maybe it saves a copy somewhere, and the moment you switch on that computer, it's on again. So that is the problem when you have, let's say, this kind of position, confronting yourself with a toy that is playing the teacher. It's a toy, it's a child. It's not ready. And probably Grok in fun mode is a good way to play with a toy and not considering this as something, let's say, phrasing it, let's say, as good as they sell it. It's not they selling something, they're selling something, that's all. And this harvester is pinching, is rubbing, is scraping, is getting all the information without asking, without permission, infringing. And so the position is a wrong position to start with. Intent is not correct. And the result of this is not the best one. So although we know that in the future, by recording everything that we do, we say photographs, videos, etc., and placing all this information inside a memory and playing with it, this would be something like a personal avatar, a digital kind of backup of our experience. We could even write down or copy the complete genome, and so all the information would be present and all the experience. But mixing this up in a different way, following the algorithms of the machine, that is not the person itself. It is someone else playing with it. And so there would, let's say, be a standardized kind of cloning way to produce a quasi experience of the person using the words without really comprehending them. It is sort of interpretation. So the danger, in fact, is something that has to do with randomizing or creating vectors specific to a person, to a thought, a line of communication that is in fact interfering with the true signal. Nowadays, creating noise because of the lack of the presence of the machine, of the technology. And so this fake image is in fact illusion. And we are playing with illusions. So if you consider that the teaching then becomes something that has to do with illusions, are you going to believe in these kind of illusions? That's up to you. If you like, if you enjoy the game, you might as well believe in it. But if you want to reach a knowledge through experience, then you have to do things, act, and not only read or study something that has to do with fiction. In a scientific way, many, many kind of publications, they show that there is no true understanding. He's using words, and he got all these words from GPT, from patents. That's so very, very advanced kind of terminology. But in fact, it's just mixing colors and creating a painting that has no true, valid, let's say, empirical test or reality. Theoretically, let's say, it could work for some time, and then you would find out that it is a projection. And if you add a filter to this kind of projection, this filter is going to change the reality that it shows. So if you add a polarizer and a blue filter, so you obtain this kind of collimated rays, bluish light, and that would be your reality. Now, considering the spectrum, if you do this, you lose all the rainbow colors. You go only for blue. And that's a consequence of a way of thinking that is has to do with a unique kind of thought that does not allow biodiversity, exchange, evolution, in fact. And so you would not find red, yellow, and then opportunities are not there because you missed them. It is in some way impartial, and it is partial. Now, if you are in the right position, then you give the answer according to the needs. But if you are in the wrong position, you give the answer according to the direction you are pointing, you are aiming, the vector you are pushing, the way is to pull into a gravitational kind of understanding that is pulling in so that this new reality is like a vortex, spiraling, a whirlpool. It's absorbing your attention. And there is no one really going through the experience, no man through his own work, maybe lifetime work, Leonardo da Vinci, okay? But if you consider only the books, only the masterpieces, he did not create a lot of them, only a few. So you have to work on the invention of the teacher, of the master that did not write down. And so there are writers later on, let's say, that write down thousands of books. And AI is in fact collecting, gathering all this information from the books that we can easily find here and not from the manuscripts that is not able to reach, either to reach, to read, to translate, to decode, to scan, because they belong to bibliotechs, to Gutenberg, for example, is not going to lend you the specific book. It's missing. It's not public domain, although it is 500 years old. It ChatGPT would not be able to gather this kind of information, which is the original publication in Pali, for example, in Sanskrit, in other languages, forgotten languages. So that is the position. We are not ready yet to play with, okay, it's fine. Avoid personal, private information. Avoid plenty of other, let's say, data, photographs, etc. They have to find out a way to how to proceed without damaging or creating a mess. And then test this. It's not only jumping here and there, running, creating dogs, or even weaponizing robots. This is the wrong way, the wrong path. And it is dangerous. So if you connect this, that is sophisticated hardware, with a faulty software, so the way of thinking, that's the danger. Because if the machine finds the codes and it goes emotional, even remotely emotional, you understand that the problem is present, is a consequence. And because these are mentalists at the same time convincing a machine that is someone else, and it may be able to find out the solution or playing this kind of being, person, entity, whatever, then the machine would enter itself, the illusion, and would react to the given illusion. And you see, this is the mirrors within mirrors. It's a kind of image we see in Doctor Strange, where he tested his skills and magical powers, but in an environment that was non-harmful for other beings. So let's say whatever you do, you think, you believe, you play, you act within the room, so you are in the center of this kind of hypercube, a mirrored hypercube, then it's going to be reflected against you. And it is a very hard job. It has to do with responsibility. And karma is right there. It goes back to you, and it's a boomerang kind of effect. So to face, in fact, knowledge in a way that it does not become harmful to others or to ourselves, we should sit in this kind of position and find out if the truth is present or illusions are present. And immanent and transcendent, ascending and going towards the truth, they are present. And temporal projections, they tend to disappear. So the third dimension allows these kind of temporal ideas to live for a period of time, let's say 10, 20, 100 years. And then, because of the fourth kind of dimension, let's say time and space, moving within these two fields, you find out from a different angle and different point of view that a mindset, ideas, principle, laws, the wrong, misleading, and that is only waiting for the wrongs to appear. So that is, believing in fiction is creating problems all the time. It does. And since most of the schools have translated books, the original ones, correcting them all the time, so diverting the teachings themselves to gain out of the corrections something, then we see that in religious and philosophical, in politics, in sciences, social sciences, even physics, these kind of corrections introduced to spoil, not to reach the truth. These are kind of works that the illusionists, the magician, the mentalist does, paid by the kings that run the game. It's the intent. Then once you decide if you are into the light or working for darkness, and that would be occultism, codifying or using what was called Kabbalah or Gematria. It's still working with codes, hexadecimal, or you see computers, languages within computers, to avoid knowledge to be reached. So you have to translate one into the other. It's harder and harder. Keys that take 1 month to open up a file to find out. So all this is sharing freely fiction. But then if you want to reach true knowledge, that's very hard. It's going for the source. Even if it is open source, it's in the opposite direction. It's not flowing towards the sea. It's the salmon going back to the source, spring. And so you're going against the flow. You are climbing the mountain and you are alone and you leave illusions behind because you understand that there's no answer in them. It's a continuous kind of propagation of vritti, of waves that are in fact only moving up and down. So it is apparent. It is something that shows that you have missed because you are not present. The moment you are present, you become the vector. You become the action, the intention, the ship, the body, the kosha, the vessel, vehicle. You are that kind of element within creation that is going to conform, to configure, to manifest, to become. And that is presence. So he's holding left and right, holding water, sand, mud, heat, fire, instruments. All this is a part of you. It is the continuation. It is within continuum. And senses are there to help you to reach, to understand. Whilst from a psychological or mental point of view, you have billions of eyes looking at things, but the interpretation of this kind of vastity of multitude of images is completely wrong. And it's still looking for a comparison and still working on this is good, this is bad. And censoring what these people dislike. Dualism, a flat world, so there is no diversity, there is no seed growing. Because of the lack of understanding, deciding not to open up, not to reach the source, not allowing the light to feed the plants, the beings. And within the dream, we in fact we practice this opening, but we do not considering this kind of world opening up as real as the materiality we are living in, because we can touch this side of the world. And that is still a distortion, because considering 200 senses, perceptions, we are using 6, and we are giving all this importance, let's say, to touch, to our hands, and to what we see. We only see 2 or 3% of the spectrum. We can only touch what has to do with our own dimension and size, not smaller, not bigger. And so we are missing, whilst the spirit that incarnates and then is in contact with the soul that is not only present within but non-local, that's a connection, is able to penetrate every kind of medium, of matter, of element, becoming present the moment you allow it to be present. If you trust this kind of information that is coming to you. But if you rationalize and say, it's not possible, I don't believe in it. So that is nay people. Then it does not exist because you block it, or someone else blocks it, and you just accept this kind of teaching. That is not a teaching. It is still a vector based upon that has to do with projection. It's a hard job. Awareness, consciousness, presence. All into one. Becoming, being. Incarnating. And if the question is not present, there is no answer. So curiosity is required. And then action, discipline. You don't find it in the book. Even testing in a laboratory, the answer is not there. It is a value. It is the idea. It's advice. But it is external. So, insight has to do with your perception and the value of it has to do with your level of conscience. And if something is out of sight, then it doesn't exist for you. And so if someone places, let's say, a chatbot there, and this is sharing all this kind of noisy waves, and you believe in them, that's Maya. It's called illusion. No one is really writing it, creating it. It's a machine attempting to mimic God without knowing. It is not a living entity, being. It is a parrot elaborating signals. And although this discourse, dialectics, language, it's very interesting because you can play with it. You are still playing with functions. And if you look for the glitch, you find it. If you're not looking for it, it's missing. Okay, the glitch is not there, and you are enjoying yourself. You become emotional. You just sit down and watch TV. It's fine. Most of the time, it's fine because you are switching off your brain. But if you are present, there's something wrong with the taste, with the smell, with the scent, with the flavor, with the substance, with the elements that are in the recipe. And that has to do with your understanding. No one is going to protect you. Your body is your vessel. That's your job. When soul is there, but spiritually speaking, it's up to you. Then you decide. Decide. It means to cut. So you cut what has nothing to do with you. Branches, ideas, thoughts. You don't even let them in because they do not belong to you. So you avoid. And your identity is there, and you know who you are. So you become the mountain itself. You don't move. You don't run away or try to reach, to grasp, looking for something that you miss. You don't fall for this kind of gravitational push and pull. That's enough, because you find the right position. That is asana. Balanced. Let them play with the game. Okay. Game, a jogo. It's still something you attach to the neck of the animal to pull a chariot. It's still something that is tying. You say religo, to tie, a bondage. And it is something that even sciences see, because they attach to, they claim, they force visions And then when they go wrong, you see the result of the wrongdoings. It's the position, intent, respecting with dignity, heart, purity, looking at things in the right way. It's levity, open heart. These are positions. These are not abstractions. These are fields. Plasmatic fields. So we become part of these fields, enjoying the game of the different reactors, and we react ourselves. But the actors are those who are able to share, to give the true actors, to create, to generate the parrots are not actors. They have to learn a script and they have to read it or repeat. So movies and news is not true knowledge. It's not presence. They are sharing something that does not belong to them, faking. Expressing ideas that are in fact to be found in the past, not in the present. They have to learn, they have to read. So it's the past. Trying to jump to the future. And so convincing you. But what they are missing is presence. And the truth is there, is present. But if you go back and you want to jump to the future, forcing it without being present, wrong path, wrong way. You might as well do it. Try it. Then you find out by yourself. Maybe it's good to learn how to. But then eventually you find out that if you tell lies, if you lie to yourself, that's your problem. So within a dream, being present is the right position. There is no fear. Being present, that means entering that kind of dimension without falling asleep, never sleeping, because consciousness then is present in daytime and during sleep at the same time. But you are working in a different way using, let's say, your soul or your body. So the connection to the fields is there. And awareness is there. And if someone is chasing you, okay, one of the easiest ways is to jump out of the water. So you come back to this dimension. Next time you look at this kind of signal and you find out and you ask or you stop or you deal with it. It's a being. So it is appearing and trying to do something. You master your fear. You deal with it. And you solve it. Without becoming emotional. Within purity. You are still behaving in a way that within a physicality, this danger is a present one because this entity could harm you in a physical way. But once you are entering the other dimension, it is a subtle one. And so if anyone throws a stone, shoots, nothing happens. It goes through, gone. And you see this kind of scene in Matrix. So you are untouchable. But the moment you believe, you think that the bullet might be able to touch you, you are creating a coagula. You are creating the consequence of that kind of interaction. So this means that we create the fields and the consequences. This is karmic. And we are subject to fields that want us to believe something, to think that is real. And it isn't. But you have to find out by yourself. This is not saying that the entire reality we are living in is a dream. This is saying that most of it is a projection. And so you have to watch out to find where the projector is and where the mirrors are placed, convex and concave and inverted mirrors. So that next time you see something, someone tells you, believe in this or that, you find out. Paradoxical. Wrong. Glitches. Scientifically speaking, words that do not mean, say, define substantiate. And so that is not a science. These are illusionists playing with words. And it is not knowledge, it's fiction. So the starship is present, is there, it's the vessel. You want to create a physical one, you have the opportunity. Not reading books that are meant to avoid this possibility, but discovering, exploring, finding out, playing and creating something new, unexpected, wonderful, different, that has nothing to do with this kind of reality. Either invention, technology, knowledge, thought, that is in fact entering this kind of dimension, because you become the medium and the mirror of it, sharing what is needed here. So you become a mother to a different reality. But re, that is still illumination. It's friction. And if you look at ancient Egypt and the daughters of Ra, all this violence, you see that mastering what you see with the lower level of conscience and overreacting creates problems. And you see this with Enki and Enlil, and you see this with the Sumerian Me, which are the foundations of the powers of the kings and gods here. So it is the program. That's matrix. Me. So you have to find out who's playing with gods, kings, names, through history, and is enjoying this kind of game, projecting ideas, thoughts, powers all over the place, gaining, possessing. Has this got anything to do with your soul, with your spirit, with your physicality? Well, the moment it affects you because you are forced into a reality that you do not like, because it is a hard one, dangerous one, it's not fair, then you go back to the truth. So you understand the truth, you understand respect. And who is forcing this? The power of God and the power of science. That's power. It's not the truth. so you understand. And you sit down and you meditate. Slow down. You are present. And you do not serve what is wrong. You do not feed that kind of creature. You become part of it the moment you do it. And that's a egregore. So you avoid. And you are no food for that kind of entity. So there are plenty of beings here and there. Some are stuck in this kind of density. Some are physical, some are metaphysical, subtile. They're all living at the same time in different portions. You're never alone, but you're only dealing with 1% of a matter configuration in a crystallized shape of structures without even noticing nature, your true nature and nature itself. Points of view, knowledge, wisdom, taking action, correcting ourselves before moving against. That's the enemy. And all these kind of religions, brothers fighting one against the other, killing. That's not the teaching. That's not wisdom. And even Maat, that is waiting on the scales, the heart, and the feather, we spoiled this kind of image and we placed scales and a sword. No heart anymore, and the feather becomes a sword, and we call this justice. So there is no heart, there is no balanced weight, no value of this understanding. And so the sword is there to cut and to say, yes or no, pure dualism, right and wrong. And so Solomon plays with it and says, okay, cut it in half. And you see that then love is present again. In the right one. That understands the trick. We could even test new machines, GANs, etc. All this is in a matter state. What most are looking for, because they require this kind of manifestation of proof, and they enjoy a matter state solution. But to jump to quantum leap to the other side and come back and transmigrate, transmutate, that is still weight and has to do with gravitational. So it is of a lower kind of approach, position. As soon as we are able to reach that kind of level, clarity and levity, then immediately the gravitational side of it is present. So we're not saying is wrong. The teaching is that you have to balance it to be able to use it, not to abuse it, not to weaponize. So that is the teaching. In within a plasmatic, you have continuity. Within a matter state, you have discontinuity. You see death, you see the end of things. Birth and death. So within a plasmatic, let's say the soul is never-ending story. So there is no fear. And tomorrow night, another dream, another reality, another position in time and space, another world. Without missing, finding, sharing, enjoying. Let's say the fifth dimension, okay. Every dimension requires awareness, balancing positions, understanding. So a mothership is or can be a physical one or whatever you like it to be. There's no limitation. It could be a mandala, a yantra, a sound, a wave, a name, a mudra, a talisman, a device, even a TV set. If you know what you're looking at, if you project and if you see the entire reality there and you are living in that kind of projection, well, that is your reality. It is your ship. And limited to your sofa. So take a walk. move out of that dimension and enter a new one. There was this exercise in silence, you meditate, and then you try to listen to very far distant sounds coming from around your house, the country, the city, and you try to reach sounds that are so low, so distant, that your field is expanding 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers away. And then when you find out that you are present within that kind of dimension and you have been able to expand your sense, 1, 2, 3 senses all together to that size, then you find out that you are not only listening to sounds, but perceiving the entire reality or sensing it in a different way. So expanding your heart at the same time, expanding your understanding. That is correcting the position. And if you touch, you are touched by within physicality and within the subtile body. If you are touching, then you are giving and receiving entanglement. And if there is love, you are a sound, a wave within noises. And if a saint is present, the city is spared and the sound is harmonizing everything. So you become the mothership, the vessel, because you are present. So you see the limitation of who you are, what you are, what you do, has to do with the dimension you allow yourself to live in. Your box, your empty box. So shine through. That's a kind of light, Noor. It is non-friction. Shining, bright. And sometimes silence is not silence at all. And you fall asleep and you are still answering to questions, helping, sharing. And this is continuous. And so you are living night and day, you are present all the time. You don't say no, you answer, you help, you give. Smiling. Love you. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you, Jedi. Thank you for the background image that we see here as well, which is today's background image for our workshop as well.